Lake Superior Newspaper Guild president and News Tribune reporter Peter Passy says bylines aren't something they want to mess with.
We definitely prefer to have our names attached to stories. It goes to accountability and the reputation of the paper. When we withhold our bylines, as we did this past weekend, it's a pretty serious move on our part.
Byline strikes are becoming more common. Last month, Minneapolis Star Tribune reporters did it. The Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, and Washington Post have done it. In this case, reporters are protesting management's refusal to give them some job security in exchange for wage and benefit concessions. Only Outdoors reporter Sam Cook didn't go along with his union.
My first responsibility is to the reader, and when you write a story, the story of some complexity or a full-length story, I guess, I think the reader deserves to know whose voice that story carries.
Cook's been with the News Tribune for 30 years. This wasn't an easy decision for him.
Frankly, I'm uncomfortable not doing it. I don't like to be separate or seen as separate from my colleagues, but no, I've received no negative feedback from them. I don't doubt that some might have those feelings, but I haven't heard it.
Passy says this is just one way to protest cuts.
They're more symbolic, probably, than anything, and they may be lost on the general public. But I think it does let management certainly know that they've got a situation on their hands.
As for getting management's attention, the publisher and president of Forum Communications Newspapers wouldn't comment. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.